Sound like a job for you? And yet we buy what Satan is selling us all the time. And we walk right into the spiritual death that is the result of those sins without thought or care, when the Bible has repeatedly warned us that death is coming. And may I suggest to you tonight, friends, that you and I recognize that temptation is the beginning point of sin. I think that's the part that we've denied and not been willing to be honest about. Old Barney Fife used to say, I'm not used to quoting Barney, by the way. But old Barney used to say what? He said, you got to nip it in the bud, right? My grandmother lived next door to us when I was growing up. She'd call over to the house, and she'd say, Warren, that was my dad, she said, Warren, send Brian over to mow the grass. The dandelions are going crazy. My idea of getting rid of dandelions was mowing them over with power lawnmower. Isn't it disappointing to mow over a dandelion and take two steps away and look back and it's still standing there? You generally can't kill a dandelion with a lawnmower, can you? Because it's a weed, right? Where's the only place you kill a weed? At its root. May I suggest to you the best place, and maybe in some senses the only place to really kill sin, is at its root. You know what its root is? Temptation. When a man is tempted, enticed out of his own lust, James chapter 1. When lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and when sin is there, it bringeth forth death. The root source of sin, which separates me from God and leaves my soul condemned and disallows me an inheritance of the kingdom of God, sin, and its root source is temptation. If I will win the battle at the source, if I'll win the battle at the temptation level, I will have far greater abilities to overcome it at the sin level, right? If I start being honest about the things that tempt me, if I'll start being honest about the things that lure me in, if I'll start being honest about the things that draw me away from God, then maybe I'll be better equipped to accomplish overcoming them. I don't want you to be separated from God. I don't want to be separated from God. That's why I preach this lesson. I don't want to see your soul lost eternally. I don't want to be lost eternally. And I know that sin's what does that. That's why the warnings. That's why it's important to preach on these subjects. That's why it's important for us to understand that we can overcome the challenge of sin if we'll fight it at temptation level. If you're subject to the gospel tonight, if you need to find remission of sins through baptism, you've never died with Christ, you've never been buried with Him and raised to walk in newness of life, if you've never experienced the benefit of that, we'd encourage you to think about it tonight. Maybe you've once done that, but you've let temptation win and you've let sin be conceived in your life, and there's something public that needs to be brought before this church. Whatever we could do to encourage you out of that sin and back to your Lord, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?